relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset he has treated them and talked about them.
And they are taking their revenge. Greetings, dear friends. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host, former strategist, former deputy assistant to President Trump. Don't forget, the FBI isn't just a law enforcement agency. It is, in fact, a domestic intelligence agency. The emails of FBI agents end with .IC, intelligence community. So Chuck Schumer's threat, not just a warning, a threat to President Trump that they can come after you, is being fulfilled, as we saw in yesterday's raid. I cannot imagine two better, more qualified guests to analyze what this all means for the state of the Republic and the future of our nation than former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe DiGenova, and his muse, his partner in law-abiding behavior, not partner in crime. They are freedom fighters for the Republic, Victoria Tunsing. Joe and Victoria, welcome in studio.
What a day.
Be back.
What a day. What a day indeed. So I don't know where to start. Let's start with, given your decades and decades worth of experience, has anything ever like this happened to a former chief executive?
No, never. This was an outrageous atrocity of law enforcement. I've never seen anything like it. I've never been more embarrassed for the Justice Department and the FBI. This was clearly not a law enforcement act. It was a political act. It was designed to hurt the former president, to stop his run for the presidency in 2024. Under no circumstances should there ever have been a search warrant executed at Mar-a-Lago. They had ways to get that voluntarily, and they chose to do this to embarrass the president and to intimidate him. This was what we used to call in terrorem tactics during the grand jury process. It's really rude and disgusting method.
You're not supposed to use the most intrusive method of getting something right away, and that's what
explain the different options. For a federal law enforcement agency, has an investigation or has reasonable cause, has a warrant, what are the options they have for acquiring evidence?
Well, you're supposed to subpoena the person. In particular,
send them a formal document saying,
yes, and
we
say,
want your
give me all your XYZ. Everything XYZ. And this is particularly horrible in light of the fact that a couple of months ago, the government personnel had gone to Mar-a-Lago and Trump's people had showed them.
Let's stop here for a second. So the National Security Archives and the law enforcement went in February to Mar-a-Lago with this accusation that they were classified documents the president needs to surrender. 15 boxes were taken of what we know not. And then the argument now from the left that they had to raid him last night lest he destroy evidence. Well, hang on a second. They were there in February.
Yes, and the only thing they said to change when they left, everything looks pretty good, but put a better lock on it. So Trump's people did put a better lock on it, and they broke the lock in getting into the room
yesterday.
Right. So here's the second thing that I say as somebody. So I still have my clearance. I had to justify that because I've left government service, but I work on certain defense-related projects. Therefore, I maintain a top-secret clearance that has been re-upped, has been extended since my time in the White House. That's because I've left government service. With a president or a former cabinet member, they have legacy clearances till they die. So, you know, George Bush has a clearance today. Clinton has a clearance today. The idea that a former president is somehow accessing classified documents illegally. That's absurd, is it not, Joe?
It's absolutely absurd because he has a continuing clearance. Right. For accessing,
at the highest level.
And he gets regular briefings from the intelligence community on the state of world affairs.
And he can declassify any of those documents. So that's
in his, again, this
his
is
authority.
The point I made earlier today. And please, if I'm missing anything or getting it wrong, please correct me. The classification system in America, the clearance system in America, is predicated on one person's need, the commander-in-chief.
Correct.
It is the president who can actually give you a top secret clearance like this, or who can strip you of a top secret clearance by fiat, because the intelligence system exists, all 17 agencies exist, to support the decision-making of the president. Therefore, the idea that a president can abuse classified material is abovo absurd.
But Seb, see here, this is the legal standard for getting a search warrant instead of using a subpoena, and that is that documents are going to be destroyed, that the person who has them is going to destroy them. When they issued a search warrant against me a year and a half ago.
Tell this story. What happened with you? What was the accusation? How were you treated?
That I had evidence of somebody violating FARA.
The Foreign Agent Registration Act.
Registration Act. And that I had evidence of it. Well, they should have just subpoenaed me, and I would come up with nothing. But they had a search warrant for my house and took my phone, and that then you're not supposed to do that, government, to a lawyer, because they took all my clients' privileged information.
Right. Right. And that was because they were trying to get to Rudy Giuliani through you.
Right.
They were, because Rudy and I that year, the year the search warrant describes, is 2019, that was the time that we were talking to Ukrainian whistleblowers who wanted representation to give Biden corruption information to the U.S. Justice Department, and Yovanovitch, the corrupt ambassador, was preventing them from doing it.
Joe, let's look at patterns here. We have Peter Navarro, who is former assistant to the president for trade, for China policy. He doesn't recognize the writ of the January 6th committee because it's not constituted constitutionally with minority members nominated by the Republican Party, so he ignores their subpoena. If he is to be arrested, or if there is action to be taken for that misdemeanor, what is the normal way of doing that in D.C.?
You call the lawyer of the person, or the person if they don't have a lawyer, and you ask them to surrender.
You say, can your client come to the FBI headquarters or the local field office Tuesday at 10 o'clock?
So we can fingerprint him, and then we can book him, and then he can go.
As opposed to what happened.
Which is they arrested him at the airport at Reagan, put him in handcuffs and leg irons, and embarrassed him in front of everyone at the airport. There is absolutely no reason in the world. I never did that when I was the United States attorney. And again, this is in terrorem tactics designed to embarrass and intimidate for a misdemeanor.
Yeah. But have you seen an editorial in any of the mainstream media criticizing it? Did the judge, when he arraigned the case, criticize the government? No.
What about the fact that the judge who allegedly signed off on this warrant to raid the president's home was former U.S. government involved in the Epstein case on the U.S. government side, left government service, and then became lawyers to Jeffrey Epstein? What does that mean?
What this all means is that as facts continue to come out in these cases, they continue to undermine the confidence of the American people in the judicial process, in the Justice Department, and in the FBI. And the American people are not stupid. These things happen for a reason. We do not know what is in the affidavit in support of the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago, but we do know this. We know the FBI has a history recently of lying to courts like the FISA courts and others in order to get a warrant. People are now beginning to believe, and this is very dangerous, that the FBI is lying in search warrant applications.
But it's not just the FBI. The federal prosecutor has to be in
on that,
because they go in because we used to do that.
Do you think, I have this theory that you know, it's aggressive, it's tyrannical, but they're also cowardly at the same time because they put it under this fig leaf of the national archives. It was the National Archives that did this. It wasn't the FBI. Is that because they're too afraid to portray it for what it is?
It's because they're too slick. They think they're smarter than everybody else. And of course, they have the complicity of the mainstream media, which covers for them. But here's the thing. This is really interesting. There's part of that law, the National Archives Act, which says if you destroy documents which are in your possession as part of Presidential Records Act, you can be found to be disqualified from holding office in the future. Yeah. Now, they think that applies to the President of the United States, but it doesn't.
This is the Mark Elias ploy.
Yeah, but it doesn't. You can't. The only qualifications for president are in the Constitution.
We'll talk about that. Well, we'll talk about how they gave the game away. Mark Elias, the man behind Russia collusion, the man behind the Zucker, millions of dollars to pervert an election. He tweeted it out because, I don't know, ego, stupidity, or a combination of the both. We are talking to Victoria Tunsing and Jody Jenner. Follow them at Vic Tunsing, TOENSING, on Truth Social. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Make sure you never, ever miss an episode of One-on-One, especially nowadays. You don't want to miss a nanosecond. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Go to Spotify. Do write us a 5-star review. It makes a big, big difference with those dastardly algorithms. And share the links with your friends. Guarantee that you never, ever miss an episode. That's Spotify, Sebastian Gorka, America First. We will be back after these messages. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka.
When there were explosions, we sealed the windows with adhesive tape so that fragments would not hit us.
The thing I miss most in my city right now is my dad, and I really miss his love and care right now.
I miss my home, my dad. As long as I don't think about it, I feel very good. But when I start thinking about dad, I feel very bad.
The incredible audio from not history, but a war zone right now. It is Ukraine, the voices of the children who are surviving as their fathers go to war to defend their nation, their independent nation, from the Russian invaders. They need your help. Millions have been displaced internally. The mothers, the children, God bless Food for the Poor that has already shipped 11 million meals to those who are suffering. Please help today. Give as much as you can, even a few bucks makes a difference. $50 is 200 meals for these refugees. $100. What can you buy for $100 in Biden's America? That's 400 meals for the refugees. Please call them right now. You can contact Food for the Poor directly at 855-330-HOPE, or just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Help Ukraine banner. Remember what our Lord and Savior told us. There are priorities in life in who you help: widows, orphan children, and the prisoners. This is one of the ways you can help the children who are suffering right now. That number again, 855-330-4743, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Help Ukraine banner at the top. Joe, you mentioned this ploy, the Mark Elias tweet. I can't read the tweet because Mark Elias has blocked me for some reason on Twitter. So Jeff had to send me the screenshot. He's such a this Mark Elias. So this is what he tweeted. He tweeted a highlighted segment of U.S. Code 18, U.S. 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation generally. And the highlighted section is anyone who has removed, mutilated, or obliterated classified information shall be imprisoned for not more than 3 years or forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office in the United States. That's the quote, and above it, Mark Elias, again, the architect of the Russia hoax and the theft of the 2020 election, said this. I mean, this is when you realize that their egos are several times by factors larger than their IQs. The media is missing the really, really big reason why the raid on Mar-a-Lago is a potential blockbuster in American politics. And he has the little emoji of the finger, look at this. So they've given it all away. Mark Elias says, oh, if he destroyed one little thing, you know, the classified phone directory, that's it. He's barred from running for county dog catcher, let alone president. What say you, Joe, to that statement?
That piece of legislation does not apply to the president of the United States.
Because?
Former president, because the qualifications for president are in the Constitution and they can neither be diminished nor increased.
And they're very clear, natural born citizen of a certain age.
That's it.
Doesn't say anything else.
That's it. You cannot make the application of that statute a disqualifying factor.
Mark Elias, who was fined by the Fifth Circuit for certain filings that he made, and he appealed it and lost the appeal. So he's a lousy lawyer, but he's really, really evil, and he did the whole 2020 election thing.
Exactly.
He went around from state to state and got laws changed, and stupid Republicans went along with it.
Zuckerberg's money.
Zuckerberg's money.
So when were you, just by chance, who was president when you were special prosecutor, George Genua?
George H.W. Bush.
Okay, so you've done this before. You know how this system works.
Yes.
Let's do a little trip through history when it comes to classified documents. There was an individual called Hillary Rodham Clinton who had her staff move 33,000 classified emails onto an unsecure system. I know how they did it because I've worked in a SCIF. You cannot go into a secure, compartmented information secure facility and send a classified email to an unclassified email address. The system doesn't let you do that. You have to cut and paste the document. You have to save it onto some kind of drive, which is illegal in and of itself, and move it out of the SCIF and take it to Hillary. You have to print it. You have to save it. You have to break federal law. That was done 33,000 times. The then director of the FBI said it. And then we have, slightly earlier than that, we have a former national security advisor, Sandy Berger, who went to said national archives and removed very classified information that was embarrassing to Bill Clinton when it came to Al-Qaeda and how the U.S. government...
And he hid them in his underwear.
Hid them in his underwear and his socks and removed them from those facilities. Can you, either of you, remember how Hillary Clinton and Sandy Berger were punished?
Sandy Berger got fined and he didn't have a clearance for 3 years.
What happened to Hillary?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. She got the Comey pass from America's most important dirty cop, James Comey.
So
July 5th, 2016.
But here's the theme, Seb, and it's related to what you just pointed out about the different treatment. What this administration is doing, what the Merrick Garland Justice Department is doing, is making conduct criminal that had never been criminal before. And I use the alternative electors. That's been done throughout our history.
Explain that. This is really important. So the criminalization of this concept of alternative electors in the Electoral College, What are they trying to do now, and why is that completely novel?
Joe and I didn't participate in it, but I'm aware of the issue after the 2020 election. You had to have your slate of electors by a certain date in December. Well, litigation was still going on, so if you didn't have the electors set, if you won in litigation, you were out of luck because
you didn't have any electors.
You didn't have
you had to choose a slate of electors as alternates in order to have a remedy if you won your litigation. So they're saying that by doing that, you were conspiring to defraud the people of the United States by what they call fake electors. Well,
they weren't
any more fake electors than the ones that John Kennedy used in Hawaii in 1960 against Richard Nixon. They did the same thing.
And it worked out for him because it happened on the recount. The Kennedy won and you got the
his electors were ready to go and they were selected.
But I mean, this was never Farrah. Let me tell you, Farrah was under me when I was Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
The Foreign Agent
Registration Act.
We would go, if we found somebody doing lobbying on behalf of a foreign government, knock on the door and say, hey, you should register. We didn't indict people for that. And you know who made it, started doing it? Mueller with what's his name? Andrew, the really bad prosecutor.
Weissman.
Yes. They turned it into a criminal offense of really prosecuting. So it's very frightening how conduct that people have been doing for years in this town.
But recently,
have now become criminal.
But recently, the people involved with Hunter Biden, they were allowed to simply register. After a years-long criminal investigation, the department simply said to them, just register as foreign agents. And that
retroactively.
That's what they were allowed to do.
How significant is it that as of the beginning of this show, there's been no statement from the DOJ and we have the FBI director on vacation? Hold that thought. I'm going to get you to respond in a moment. Dear friends, if you haven't done so already, make sure that you are following us on all social media. We are everywhere except the fascistic YouTube. So you know it. Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble. Follow us.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
You've heard me say it a couple of times already today. I tweeted about it this morning. This is the day you wear this hat and you keep wearing it, the MAGA hat. If you don't have one, go and bloody buy one right now. If you can't afford one, somebody said to me on Twitter, I can't afford one. Make one. Get a baseball hat and get a Sharpie and write MAGA on it. Tell the world you are not afraid. If you believe in America First, you know you are one of 74 million people. And I think after yesterday, it's going to be 80. It's going to be 90. It's going to grow. Check out all the America First gear at our store, sebgorkastore.com. Everything is made in America. Nothing is made in China. Hot seller right now is the Trump 2024 three-peat hat. Also, we've got the Ultra MAGA t-shirts with President Trump. They thought it would be an insult. We wear it as a badge of pride. And then, of course, Pride Month may be over, but we're still fully LGBTQ here. Get your LGBTQ mugs and t-shirts. I think it's still the number one seller. Let's get Biden to quit. That's what LGBTQ means here. Let's get Biden to quit. All of your Let's Go Brandon gear, the woke t-shirts, you name it, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. We are back with Victoria Tunsing, Joe DiGenova. Okay, what happens now? What do you expect happens now? Let's start with you, Victoria. How is DOJ, how is the National Archives, how is the FBI going to play this? The fact that the FBI director is on vacation is rather intriguing.
And he didn't know
not?
This was coming up.
Oh, no. The White House didn't know. They're going to search and raid the president who just left less than 2 years ago, and they don't know Victoria.
Yeah, well, the White House is a pretty broad term, so you're like, who at the White House was told, who was clued in? But this is very typical that the Justice Department and the FBI do not comment on a case when something happens. Like
when it's
this.
A former yeah. president?
But this is an exception, and I think they need to give an explanation to the American people.
They are hiding because they don't want to give an explanation, because it is so obvious that this was a pretextual search warrant based on non-existent evidence from all that we can tell, when there is no way that the home, residence, or office of a former president of the United States should have ever been subject to a search warrant under these circumstances. I can think of no circumstances where this would be done. This is truly, truly Soviet-style law enforcement, which is to say it is political law enforcement with no basis in law or in fact. This is a disgraceful moment for the Justice Department and the FBI, and the smarminess with which they have refused to comment is a symptom of just how ugly and crude this exercise was yesterday.
Yeah, but the January 6th committee is also Soviet style. It really frightens me how many institutions we have that we've relied on in the past, to be fair, have changed to there's no other word but Soviet style or no other description. And ho-hum the media, this is not I had reporters call me, what do I think of the evidence given today at the January 6th? How can you comment on evidence? It's not subject to cross-examination.
This is the continuation of the attempt to destroy Donald Trump. It started right after he came down the escalator. It has continued until today through various hoaxes, schemes, artifices.
Well, I made a short list of it yesterday. I mean, if you just look at what's happened in the last 5 years, you've got the Steele dossier, you've got the Russia collusion hoax, you've got two impeachments, you've got the New York attempted charges against him, and then January 6th. And that's just the big moments. Now you have this. For me, if you add these all together, what they demonstrate is failure. I mean, they keep going up against the king, and they fail to kill him.
Yes,
and then he gets stronger.
And they are going to continue to go after him because they want to destroy him. They don't care what it looks like, because they've been given permission by the mainstream media. Biden got, quote, elected, and therefore they control all the levers of powers of the United States government. This is a very scary moment. To think of this happening in the United States, where they use the totalitarian tactics of searching the residence of the last president of the United States to hold the office. If you think that through and think of what that meant, they never even considered doing that for Richard Nixon. Yeah. They issued subpoenas. They litigated the issue of the tapes in court. All of that was done through litigation and the law process. This was thuggery.
Where's
what
the ACLU?
Happened yesterday was thuggery by the Justice Department and
Where's
the FBI.
Where's the ACLU?
And it's not the first time, as Mr. G's just told me, what they're trying to do by barring President Trump is exactly what the Democrats have been trying to do with Clarence Thomas for the last 6 months. They force him to recuse on some spurious accusation concerning his wife. So this is the thuggery of the left, and we're going to see it happen again and again and again. But don't forget, there are 74 plus million of us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans right now, me included, but not just me, people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. Call today, 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Call today. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Have you seen Larry Elder's first movie, Uncle Tom? Absolutely superb. Such a success, so powerful. He's made the sequel, Uncle Tom 2. It unveils the Marxist strategy of creating false racial tension between Americans. The ultimate goal, obtaining power, destroying capitalism, and replacing God with government. Pre-order your copy today at salemnow.com. That's Larry Elder's sequel to Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom 2. Go today, salemnow.com, salemnow.com. I think it was you, Victoria, who said he's going to be stronger now.
Yes.
Even in just the last few hours, Politico, CNN, we played the clip earlier. A lot of people who are staunch in the tank lefties, very, very worried. One, you know, to paraphrase, said, if there isn't really anything there, if this is some kind of, you know, they found a phone directory that was classified, this will just make him much, much stronger. Do you concur?
I do. I believe that this was designed to harm him. It served no other purpose. There is no legitimate law enforcement purpose for that search warrant yesterday other than in terrorem tactics designed to hurt him with the general public. I think it has strengthened him because it is so ham-handed. It's so obvious what it's being done for, which is to try and disqualify him for the 2024 campaign for president, that it has actually made him stronger.
I don't see how you can find anything serious about documents that have been sitting in a room behind a closed, locked
door. Why'd they wait this long if it was so serious?
But this is the guy, can we just have a sanity check for a second? This is the man who had the nuclear launch codes. I mean, this is the person who, within 30 feet of his body, 24 hours a day, he could have started World War III. So what is the presumption of guilt here?
You don't know.
This is a false flag operation designed to smear him,
right,
designed to create publicity, not to investigate a case.
But this is the tactic they use. What was the crime for Project Veritas having the diary of Ashley
Biden? They alleged it was stolen when it wasn't.
But it wasn't stolen.
Right.
But even then, remember the Pentagon Papers?
Oh, yes.
A journalist can have a stolen item if it is for publishing. And he didn't even publish. He went to the police.
Right.
Just like Rudy had before and said, hey, I've got something here. And they went and served him with a search warrant and handcuffed him up against the wall and took all of his information as they did with mine.
Here's the big question from both of you. Given your experience, what you've done, the clearances you've had, what is your advice now to President Trump and his team? What do you say, Joe, first?
Just proceed full steam ahead, but remember, you're going to be indicted. They are going to indict him.
Yes.
They're going to try and ruin him that way.
What should he be most cautious of right now? Some people have said today's the day he needs to announce his candidacy. What would you warn him of? What are the biggest pitfalls, given what they're going to do again?
I think that he should simply ignore the process. If he wants to talk about how outrageous the search warrant was, that's fine. I think he should go full steam ahead with a positive agenda, telling what he's going to do for America. And I think the American people understand what was done to him yesterday, and I think they're appalled.
Your advice?
I don't think he should announce it at all until after the midterms, because that was just going to muddy the waters. It makes things very complicated.
I agree.
He's got people on his side right now. Be silent and just, you know, complain about it in your own way, which he will do. But don't.
And legal advice?
Yes. They should get a special master to go in and look at the documents.
The special master is like the ombudsman, quite, you know, the external individual
who
gets to see the
evidence. Third party between Trump and the government who looks at the papers to make sure there's no privileged information.
Right.
Or that there's no hanky-pank. I mean, who knows how those documents were acquired.
So let's cut to the chase. We've had a discussion over the years on this show. Let's say President Trump declares and wins the election and is reinstalled. What happens to the FBI, Joe? What happens to the DOJ? Because some people have said, just dismantle it.
Well, he should fire Christopher Wray immediately.
That's one person.
Yeah, but then you must install, you have to install a new director who cleans house on the upper floors.
So are you saying the FBI is salvageable?
I think the FBI is.
I think the FBI is salvageable, but not the seventh floor.
But don't you think, given that agents executed this illegal warrant?
But there are also agents who are being whistleblowers.
Finally.
Okay, but there are people who are talking to agents who are very upset. They just don't know what to do.
If they're not outside the FBI right now, picketing the FBI, or resigning today, then I have no time for them.
Tearing down an agency is a lot easier to talk about than to actually do. And you can't fire 60,000 employees. That's not going to happen. But what you can do is put in a strong person who has massive law enforcement experience and completely replace everybody on the seventh
floor. But I think the bigger problem is DOJ.
Yeah.
Because having worked there, I know it's down. The liberalism is down deep.
As far as I'm concerned,
it's into the core.
In my time in the White House, of all the agencies that were corrupt, DOJ was the worst. So what do we do about DOJ, Victoria?
Bill Barr wasn't able to do it. I don't know. I'm very depressed about that. First, you've got to get a strong AG and a president working with him. It seems like Bill Barr and Donald Trump did not get along. Happened.
Bill Barr was swamped by the end of it. I mean, we had great hopes, but by the end of the time, I mean, I've seen him since I left the White House, since he left the administration. The guy is a swamp creature. But what happens to an agency that in its gene code has become a political entity?
It is a very difficult thing to change the size, caliber, and function of the federal government. This is a massive undertaking. It could consume a presidency. But what you have to do is you take control of the department by the throat. You have to have good managers in all the litigating divisions. They take control and they run it. And that's something the Republicans did not have enough time to do. First of all, 2.5 years of the attorney generalship and was Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions. They were crippled. They couldn't do anything. Robert Mueller was the attorney general of the United States, in essence. And so you can't. What you have to do is you have to have a powerful, strong attorney general who comes in with a leadership team. They take control of the department by the throat and they run it.
And then you need oversight.
Real
oversight. I was so embarrassed. Ted Cruz was great at the industry was, but hardly anybody else was. Right. Well, Marsha Blackburn, would you call the Russia thing a hoax to Chris Ray? Well, I wouldn't use that term. And then she went on to her next question. She didn't say, well, what would you call it? Answer me. How do you describe it?
Yeah.
No follow-up. They don't know how to...
You can't have an FBI director like Chris Wray, who's an institutionalist to the point of ignoring all the evil.
He's totally a swamp creature. We're talking to Joe DiGenna, Victoria Tunsing. Follow her on Truth Social, Vic Tunsing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that is your story, don't give up. Try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating 500,000 Americans from their daily pain, me included. But not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
In talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
This is a show for patriots. Patriots like Mike Lindell, friend of President Trump, a man who has now been canceled at Walmart. Why? Because he's a conservative. Let's support him. By supporting him, you make shows like this possible. Use my name at MyPillow.com and you'll get up to 66% off a line of more than 150 amazing products. Treat yourself and show Mike that we've got his back. Call them, 800-829-8468. Several BOGO offers and just a good night's sleep with a Mike pillow that he sold 51 million of. That's 800-829-8468 or just go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Ladies first, the last big question. This is tough. This is what I've been debating since yesterday. What is your relationship to America now? What do you think of America, Victoria?
I'm fearful. Quite. The search warrant for me made me very, very concerned because there was nowhere to go. There's nowhere to get help except spend millions of dollars in fighting it. But now to see how much after Rudy and I had this, then Project Veritas and what happened to Peter Navarro, and then this is just like the last gasp. I don't know where we go. And if people don't get out and vote in November, we've really got a problem.
Joe, your relationship to America?
I love America, and I want to save it. This is a very dangerous time. This administration is extremely dangerous. The people in charge are robots of the left. They are trying to destroy people through the use of federal law enforcement. It is a very dangerous time. It's an unconstitutional time. People need to vote, vote, vote in November as if their life depended on it, because it does.
Alien and Sedition Acts. And so we have hope.
I just love the way you put it. That's the clarity. That's why we invite you guys on the show. And that's why you're some of the favorite guests we ever have on. This administration is dangerous. That's all we need to know. This is dangerous. My wife today, this morning, left the house early to get registered as a senior election official. Took her oath to become a senior election official. There are 100 GOP election official postings open, vacant, in just our county in the Commonwealth of Virginia. If you're not serious about saving the nation, that's what happens. God bless both of you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Please make sure you follow us on all social media, not just the podcast on Spotify, but we're also video streaming, of course, on Rumble. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram and Facebook. The only place you can't find us, because they're a bunch of fascists, is YouTube. So make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you get the links, and make sure you share the links, because information is power, and we will save America. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty. Oh, and put that MAGA hat on.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.